dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Skytook, Oklahoma, in the home of Pastors Chip and Candace Brim. And they are co-pastors of a glorious church fellowship. We invite you to come down. We had a great meeting there the other Sunday night. Oh, my goodness. So you'll be blessed there at that church, which is the basis of everything Billy Brim Ministries does. It is our basis for Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. It's our basis for Big Dollar Bill in the Galilee. And so Chip, all of this kind of grew out of a phone call that he made to me a week or so ago, in which he said he travels still half-time and pastors half-time. And he said, Mom, I'm finding an epidemic of fear in the body of Christ. And I said, Chip, I've noticed the same thing. I teach on end time things and people are scared. They're scared of what's happening around the world. They don't have a good knowledge of what the Bible says about it, and they're afraid. So I'm telling you, folks, fear is sin, and fear will limit God in your life. Brother Hagin always pointed out the little catalog of sins that God put in Revelation 21:8, and the first one's fear, and the second one's unbelief. Then he goes on to other things, murders, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolatry. But fear, it stops you. It stops you from being able to receive from God. So Chip and I are talking, and as we're talking, I said, oh, Chip, that reminds me of what David Barron wrote, commenting on Isaiah 51, where God was talking to the Jews, talking to Israel, and telling them, oh, my goodness, you're afraid of man. You're afraid of what the enemy's going to do. You should be remembering me. And so here's the scripture in Isaiah 51:13. You have forgotten Jehovah your maker, who stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. And you fear continually because of the fury of the oppressor when he makes ready or aims to destroy. So people are forgetting God, and they're remembering, looking all around about them, going by what they see going on in the world, and they're afraid. So he comments, it is not only foolish and unreasonable for Zion to fear, but sinful. For fear is the offspring of unbelief and the result of forgetfulness of God. So Chip and I are talking. So we're talking, what's the opposite of fear? We're just talking on the phone. Both of us say at the same time, faith. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Then Chip said, Mom, what's the opposite of
forgetfulness?
And at the same time, we said
remembrance.
And so then I remembered what Jesus said concerning the Holy Ghost in John 14. He said, the Holy Ghost is in you to bring to your remembrance what I have said unto you. Jesus said, it's better that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Father can't send the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to live in you, and he's going to bring to your remembrance what I have said, which is the word of God. So then Chip started talking about 2 Timothy 1.
It's interesting how you said, Barron said forgetfulness, mm-hmm. Fear is forgetfulness of God. And then I look all through the Old Testament and how God reminded, Abraham reminded, Moses reminded, David, forget not these benefits. It was all through there. And so now here we are in the new covenant, and he says, no, one's going to help you remember. You get that word in you, and he will help you remember. He's the power to help you remember.
Ooh, I'm getting excited.
So here is Paul talking to young Timothy, and Paul addresses fear as forgetfulness. And he tells Timothy, don't forget God, because you have the power to remember. And so here it is. Timothy's going through this crucial time in his life.
Timothy was a pastor.
A pastor, young pastor.
In Ephesus.
And he was facing the biggest mountain of his life. Nero had just become the emperor of the Roman Empire. And because of his tyrant ways of ruling, believers were being persecuted and dying for their faith, actually burned on the stake and lighting up cities, tortured. It was terrible. So here's young Timothy, this
thrown
pastor.
To lions.
Terrible things. So in the midst of all this panic and pressure, he's fearing for his life and his future and his congregation and everything else. This is not fearing for unpaid bills, which is important. I understand there's some people, and I've been there, are needing a healing of migraine headaches or something like that. This is it. This is every kind of pressure
evil
and panic you can imagine.
Roman Empire beast.
Oh, my goodness. Just a beast. Evil. So Timothy must have wondered, God, are you going to be faithful to me in this terrible hour? I need you now. Are you going to be faithful? So here comes Paul's advice.
He's writing to his son.
This is going to have to be one of the greatest speeches or pregame speeches or whatever, motivational, inspirational. And Paul goes, verse 5, 2 Timothy 2:5. You know, Timothy, probably cleared his voice.
First Timothy 1:5.
You know.
2 Timothy 1:5.
Let me remind you of something. What? He's all in this panic fear, you know, and you can understand. I want to remind you of your grandmother and your mother's unfeigned faith. You remember that? And he's like, what? How is this going to help me? What? Can you think about this? But there's a power in remembrance.
Well,
there's a power in remembrance. And that's why the Holy Spirit is here to help us.
Chip,
remember what? The word.
Read that verse.
When I call to remembrance unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in thee also.
Call to remembrance. Remember that faith.
Now look what the very next verse is.
Yeah.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance.
Remembrance.
Don't forget.
Don't forget God.
Don't forget. It's a sin. Don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget. And he says, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. And here is where he quotes the verse which we Christians quote all the time, but we don't realize it's in this setting. For God has not given you the spirit. Everybody say spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit of fear. It's a spirit.
Spirit of fear.
I didn't give it to you. It's a spirit. But of power. And if you read that in the Amplified, it says, but the spirit of power. You have the power.
You have
power.
A spirit.
You have a spirit. And
but
there
it's not
is,
the spirit of fear God
no,
gave you.
No.
That's a wrong guy hanging around.
I heard this. One spirit will cause you to forget. One spirit will help you to remember.
Woo!
Glory
to God.
Are you kidding me? We need to remember. And he's not just going, remember on your note. Oh, no, I've given you the power. I've given you the Holy Spirit to help you remember. And then, what does it say after that? And then, love and sound mind. Praise the Lord.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, dunamis, of love and of a sound mind.
Praise
remember
Lord.
That. Remember that, Timothy. Don't forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't forget that. Don't forget. Not now.
Don't forget God.
Timothy, it's life and death.
Don't forget the Holy Ghost.
Remember Jairus, fear not, only believe. Don't forget. In other words, Jesus is saying to Jairus, don't forget.
Yeah. Actually, with Jairus, Jairus is the way really you say it in Mark chapter 5. Jesus was coming in from having been across the sea. And he's getting off. I've done it many times, Shelley. We and I have gotten off the boat there. And he's going up, headed up towards Capernaum. What happened on the way, Shelley?
Well, of course, there was a woman with the issue of blood.
Well, first they came and said.
Yeah.
Jairus said. What Jairus said?
Yeah, he was first.
Yeah, Jairus was first. And
he came down to Jesus and he said,
my little daughter lieth at home sick, nigh unto death. And
come and lay hands on her.
Jesus said, I will come.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this divine interruption with a testimony that ended up having to be inspirational to Jairus when he heard later, why trouble the master? Your daughter is dead.
Yeah, there came the woman with the issue of blood.
So thank God that she said
she
what
interrupted,
she did.
And she was healed of an issue of blood she'd had many years. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten how many years.
12 years.
12 years. And she was healed, and then come the runners from the synagogue. Now, we've been there many times to this synagogue, and Jairus lived right next door, and we know how close the sea is. And this mob has circled Jesus, and here come the people from Jairus' house, and they say,
bad news.
Don't trouble the master.
Don't even trouble him.
Your daughter's dead. And crack out of the box, what did Jesus say, Chip?
Well, I love what the Amplified says Jesus said, overhearing what they said, but ignoring.
Is that what the Amplified says?
Yeah, it says, but he ignored.
He ignored what those people, the messenger, said.
He didn't forget what he knew and the word in him. And he said, fear not, only believe.
Fear not, Jairus, only believe. Now, what are the first two sins here God put in his category? Fear
and unbelief.
Jairus, it's not going to be a murder that stops me getting this healing to you. It's not going to be whoremongering, any other things. What's going to stop me getting the healing from you is if you fear or you don't believe.
Could you almost say this, guys? Could you say, like, every time the angels or everybody came down and said, fear not, or Jesus said, fear not, you could almost translate, don't forget.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't forget God.
Don't forget. Only believe.
Only believe.
Yes.
And so
that'd be interesting to translate that as you read the Bible.
Fear not, only believe. Shelley, I want you to tell that story about your son, but not time. We don't have time today. But we're going to do it tomorrow, and we don't want you to forget this. Fear not, only believe. Fear is sin, and it shows forgetfulness of God. Chip.
Well, I want to add in this while we have just a few minutes today, so Shelley can tell that story tomorrow. But Jesus was anointed with this Holy Spirit, Acts 10:38. Mm-hmm. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He wasn't Jesus Christ yet. He, Jesus of Nazareth, then he got anointed.
Christ, which means the anointed one.
The anointed one. And he was anointed with this power. With this power to remember this power. Mm-hmm. And so we know the timeline where he gets John the Baptist, right? Baptizes him, and the Holy Spirit falls on him like a dove, like a bird, right? Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the Mount of Temptation. He's led by the Spirit, and he's led there, and he defeats Satan with the Word.
Yes.
Well, who was there to help him remember the Word, the power?
He had put it in him.
Yes.
All of his life long.
He couldn't defeat him just with the Word. He needed the power to remember that Word.
Yes.
And Jesus had put that Word in him all of his life for that moment.
And feel those words, don't you think?
But even God knew he needed the Holy Spirit to help him there.
Right.
That was a temptation of... Mm-hmm. You know, nobody can even understand. Mm-mm. Glory to God.
And the particular word.
We have the same power.
Exactly.
The same power that raised Christ from
written.
The dead.
It is written, the particular word.
And he has reminded, there's people on here listening right now, whether you're driving your car or at work, there's been times in your life where he's put in remembrance.
And up comes the scripture, floating up, floating up, floating up.
So as long as we have that word in there, he can do that for us.
We trust you have enjoyed this program and these weeks on fear. We recognize that it's almost like one of our presidents said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. To help you, we have two books we want you to have. The Authority of the Believer by John A. MacMillan and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. MacMillan said in the foreword to his books that this age that we're in right now is knowing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer, and that is the prayer of the authority of the believer. The bloodline, how to draw them. We're offering two books, The Authority of the Believer by John MacMillan and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. I want you to have these books, so much so that we're offering them to you as a radio package for $10 plus shipping. Just write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, or go online to billybrim.org or order 1-800-972-3447.